for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone as we talk about Countdown to Armageddon. The Final Countdown is the official title of the DVDs that he's put down. We've actually taken some of the CDs, put them together as the Countdown to Armageddon. But the title of Pastor Crone's DVDs is Final Countdown. Of course, we're talking now about the moving into a world economy. And Pastor Crone, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you just pick the story up there, and I'll let you just run with it.
Well, you know, again, Dr. Monteith, again, with our Final Countdown, our whole premise is just trying to, frankly, share the truth with people. And, you know, I think that's just as the days and the weeks and months continue on and what's going on in the world, my heart really breaks for people, because I think there's obviously not only a great delusion, but it's almost a delusion within a delusion. And part of that is, you know, the pun that they used to see on X-Files, that the truth is out there, and it was supposedly so elusive. And even some of the recent movies in Hollywood, Tom Hanks and the latest one, of course, Angels and Demons and the Da Vinci Code and all that stuff. And they act like if somebody is going to somehow discover the truth about what's really happening in the world and life in general, that either you have to be some sort of brainiac, a super intelligent person that is great at figuring out cryptograms, and or you have to be with the in crowd to figure out all the symbolism. But for your average Joe Schmo like you and I, it's pretty much impossible. But that could be further from the truth. And the irony of the situation, Dr. Monteith, is the truth is out there, all right. It's underneath people's noses. It's in the Bible. People will give credence to the Mayan prophecies that are going out right now, as that's really big. They'll listen to the medium from Edgar Cayce, and Transmedium was an abomination to God, by the way. They'll listen to Nostradamus and all these guys, and yet they don't want to give credence to the one book on the planet that has demonstrated itself time and time again, not only authority but the veracity that came from God, but is very clearly, plainly revealing what to expect when you're in the last days. And because of this strange dichotomy, what makes it even more worse is people are not only picking up and not reading it for themselves, people are not being taught Bible prophecy in churches anymore. And so even those people who technically are supposed to be the people of the book, the Bible, they don't even come across it themselves. And so we tried to do our part in getting the information out. And with the Final Countdown series, we just took 10. There's a whole lot more. God's very replete of how you know you're in the last days. But we took 10 of them that are pretty apparent. The Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood, wickedness, apostasy, one world religion, one world government, and you're right, that's what we're on tonight, is a one world economy. And boy, I've actually been itching to get to this, Dr. Monteith, because if ever there is a sign clearly in Bible prophecy that we are living in the last days, it's this one. And it's been so blunt the last 6 months that hopefully after tonight our discussion will be even more clear that, folks, all this stuff that you're seeing going on with the economy is not by chance, it's completely planned, but it's not just planned from the higher-ups, folks. It has been planned for several centuries, and little do people know that it's going to be the birth of the Antichrist kingdom that the Bible predicted 2,000 years ago.
And I think it's really so interesting that we saw recently the group of 20, the G20, as they say, and that Barack Obama was over there, Gordon Brown, and basically the decision was they were going to set up all sorts of new rules and regulations to cover international finance so we can solve the problem. What they're doing is setting up an international financial system, ladies and gentlemen, as prophesied thousands of years ago. We'll be right back. Well, Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and where we get that is clearly from the book of Revelation, of course, and many passages, but let me just read with you one of them that clearly talks about this, the sign that we are headed towards a one-world economy. Revelation chapter 13 says, "Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth, and he exercised all authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth and those who belong to this world to worship the first beast." Speaking, of course, of the Antichrist, and this is the false prophet who's promoting him. He required everyone, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one, folks, and this is everyone, could buy or sell anything without that mark. And so according to this just one passage of Scripture, folks, and it's very plain, you don't sit there and go, gee, I wonder what that means. It's obvious. There's going to come a day, the Bible predicted, roughly 2,000 years ago. How do you know you're in the last days? Well, when all the inhabitants of the earth are going to be under a unified economy that ultimately the Antichrist himself is going to control, literally, all the buying and selling. That's your economy right there. One day the Bible predicted clearly that the whole world is going to be unified in a one-world economy, but here's the punchline, folks. It's satanically inspired. And so the question, of course, is, hey, gee whiz, could that really happen? I mean, could the world really be deceived into creating this one-world satanic economy? And is there any evidence it's going to take place, just like the Bible said? Well, of course there is, folks. And the first way that we know that, and we expose this on the Final Countdown series, which, by the way, folks, once again, I have to just reiterate, you will see these things with your own eyes. We worked very hard at trying to provide as much information for the scoffers. I mean, I used to be one of the biggest ones as well. And you will see the talking heads, the Fox News, CNN. You will see these people with your own eyes spouting this stuff off. It's not just somebody reading an article that you could, you know, pass off as somebody reading it, you know, on JoeSchmo.com or something. This is on the news. Here's the punchline, though, if you know what to look for, and most people don't. But the first way that we know we are headed, folks, and frankly are in already a one-world economy, is due to a universal banking system, okay? And you got to put yourself in the Antichrist shoes, okay? How in the world is one guy going to grab control? We've already seen the last programs how he's grabbing control of all the religions on the planet. Then he's grabbing control of all the governments on the planet. But he is going to grab control of all the economy as well. Because remember, he's going to get it to the point where one guy, literally with a push of a button, if you will, is going to control over the world what people buy and sell. And we already see that this is happening because, folks, we already have a universal bank. And you need to have a universal bank, okay, if you're the Antichrist, so you can dictate universal monetary exchange. And folks, right now there already is in place and or in
motion. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is just talking about the fact that it's told in Revelation 13 that time come a time when you neither buy nor sell, unless you, of course, have the mark. And I mean, but we're talking about anywhere in the world. How could they ever have a situation where no one in the world would be able to buy or sell? And yes, of course, they had their association with this global financial system. And this is exactly what is coming down the line today. Prophesied, you know, 2,000 years ago, and yet we are witnessing as it comes to pass. So pick the story up there.
Well, and that's just it. You know, again, for the scoffer, and I don't just say that lightly. Again, folks, I used to be one, so I understand it. But, you know, I didn't have anybody point me out with that. I used to be a part of the Antichrist system. I was a big promoter and worker and believer in the one world religion and the New Age movement and things of that nature before God had mercy on me. And I didn't realize until after I got saved. And I was early on in Bible college and came across, the, you know, obviously the book of Revelation. And I go, whoa, I was a part of that. I had no idea it was the Antichrist system. So I say that with compassion. I understand that, folks. I'm not mocking anyone. I understand what it is. And it's just people haven't been presented with the truth. And, again, that's our heart cry with this series. But, folks, you got to understand that right now there is absolute total economic control being taken place over the whole world, not a section of the world. Why should you pay attention? Why is these times so special, even as opposed to even just 10, 15 years ago? Hey, folks, it's happening on a global scale, not a local scale. Now, many despots, many rulers throughout history have grabbed large chunks of the world and brought them together, but not on a global scale that we see today. And that's exactly what needs to happen for the prophecy to come true in Revelation. That's exactly what's happening. We already have, folks, right now, a universal bank that the Antichrist needs to have if this is going to come to pass. It's the World Bank. It's the world's leading lender of money to the nations around the globe. But wait a second. If you're the Antichrist and if you're going to have a universal bank, then you've got to have some sort of universal lending institution to oversee the dispersion of the money, right? Well, folks, there already is one in place. It's been for quite some time, the International Monetary Fund. It oversees the world's financial systems and fixes the exchange rates. But wait a second, if you're an Antichrist and you're going to have a universal lending institution, you've got to have some sort of a universal money exchanger to funnel all this money to all these different countries, right? Well, folks, you already have that too. It's a universal electronic banking system called SWIFT. And there's other ones out there that they make sure that all the different money transactions in the world match all the different currencies. So it's starting to come together. In fact, it'd be really convenient if you could just get rid of all those different currencies and bring it down to one. And that's exactly what they're doing. We'll get to that hopefully in a little bit. But wait a second. If you're going to have a universal money exchanger, then you better have, if you're the Antichrist, you better have some sort of universal strong arm, you know, to punish those people who don't want to go along with and who don't obey this world banking system. You know, because, you know, maybe people don't want to buy into this system. Well, folks, what do you think was the reason for birthing the World Trade Organization? What role do you think they're actually playing? Who are they? They are the universal strong arm. They not only set the trading rules for the world, folks, but they do punish all countries who do not obey with billion-dollar fines and sanctions. And yes, folks, it already happens. It happens here in America. Everybody has to bow down to that strong arm. And folks, lest you think that people are not serious in forming this one world economy, what in the world do you think was the significance of the birth of the euro? What was that, folks? For the first time in man's history, you see a multitude of nations coming together under one unified currency. In fact, recently, Robert Mundell, he's the considered the godfather of the euro, he gave a blueprint for a single world currency, okay, including the U.S., England, and Japan. And now, since the initial plans for the world currency were shot down by the U.S. more than 50 years ago, folks, that tells you it's been in place for quite some time. We'll get to a timeline here hopefully in a second. But he said this. He says, it is now time, listen to this, this is the godfather of the euro, it is now time and useful and in the United States' interest to move toward global monetary reform and to provide some leadership. The lessons learned from the creation of the euro could help moves toward a one-world currency. And that's the godfather of the euro. You tell me that somebody's not serious about all this currency, all this grouping together, ultimately leading to the ultimate goal, and that is a single unified currency, just like the Bible said would happen when you're in the last days. In fact, what's very interesting is he readily agreed that we here in the United States would never, probably never go along with this, voluntarily that is, and so he proposed, quote, to force us into it economically. Now, folks, this is why I've been itching to get to this, because what in the world do you think is going on right now and has been going on bluntly since last fall? Give me a break, folks. We are being forced into this one world economy, and it's going to lead to a unified currency. We've been forced into it economically, just like the godfather of the euro predicted would happen, folks. It's all been planned out. In fact, they're very blunt about it. In fact, I'm very shocked, Dr. Monteith. They used to hide and couch their plans in certain terminology. And but boy, they're just out there. They're just flat out calling for a new world order. They're calling for a one world currency and a one world economy. Just if people are paying attention, listen. Gordon Brown, folks, he's a huge proponent of this. He proposed that this international financial crisis has given the world leaders a, quote, unique opportunity to create a truly global society. Now, remember, this is the whole premise we see with every single thing that these guys do, folks. You create a crisis, then you can manage the outcome. Okay, same thing with one world religion, same thing with one world government, and it's the exact same thing with a one world economy. And that's what this crisis has done, folks. It's a manufactured crisis so that you and I will bow a knee and go into a one world economy. Okay, and he said that Britain, the United States, and Europe are key right now to forging a new world order. The alliance between Britain and U.S., and more broadly between Europe and U.S., can and must provide leadership, not in order to make the rules ourselves, but to lead the global effort to build a stronger and more just international order. He said, uniquely in this global age, it is now in our power to come together so that, listen to this, so that 2008 is remembered not just for the failure of a financial crash that engulfed the world, but we can together seize this moment of change in our world to create a truly global society. Translation, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. But he's not the only one, folks. Leaders all over the world are saying we've got to use this economic crisis to usher in some sort of global economy so this never happens again. Former President George Bush, while he was still in office, folks, he said, quote, it is essential that we work together because we're in this crisis together. Together we will work to modernize and strengthen our nation's financial system so we can help ensure this crisis does not happen again. The European Commission President Manuel Barroso, he said, quote, we need a new global financial order. Morgan Stanley Chief Executive John Mack, he called for a new global body to oversee the financial crisis. The CFR member Jeffrey Garten and Timothy Geithner of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York folks both recently called for a, quote, new global monetary authority, a global financial dictatorship operating across borders, this is on, and forcing nations and corporations to register and adhere to strict monitoring regulations. But folks, they're not the only one. Countries all over the world are jumping on the bandwagon. China, folks, not that long ago, just back in the end of March, was calling for a new global currency to be controlled by the International Monetary Fund. Russia was starting to make burps about the same kind of reforms, that they were behind that as well. And then this one, you talk about being blunt, folks. Okay, the director of the World Trade Organization announced in Paris recently, folks, quote, we are drafting the constitution of a single global economy. Folks, you can scoff at the Bible all you want, like I used to, okay? And I was the real hypocrite, okay? Because I'd be the first one that would say that, you know, you Christians are a bunch of dumb idiots that had to have a book tell you what to do. I'm much more smarter and intellectual than that, okay? And besides, we all know that the Bible was a book whipped up by man to scare people into submission. And it's just full of errors and contradictions. But see, I was the real hypocrite, folks, because I never picked it up for myself. But how in the world, folks, could the Apostle John get this down to a T, that there's going to come a time when the whole world's going to come under a single global economy that's going to be the Antichrist system? And we are seeing right now, folks, right now, before our very eyes, leaders around the world that are drafting the Constitution for a, quote, a single global economy. In fact, this new constitution, economic constitution, quote, would govern virtually every kind of business transaction from buying land to sweeping buildings. And then, of course, the big one that caused quite the stir was Henry Kissinger, of course, noting that, quote, all nations can now participate in a common world monetary system. And the reason why, folks, is remember, what put this over the edge? Why are people doing this? Why are they all of a sudden now the woodwork calling for this? Because of this, quote, crisis. And the whole thing's manufactured. We'll get to that hopefully in a second. But it's not just with a one-world economy, folks. The whole plan, just like the Bible said, is we're headed for a one-world currency, a single currency, okay? In fact, there's a group out there called, please check it out yourself, folks, the Single Global Currency Association. And they urge, you know, you talked about the G20, Dr. Monteith. They recently urged the G20 in Washington to initiate research and planning for a single global currency. They're taking it to the ultimate step. Two, and this is a direct quote, to achieve the primary goal of the 1944 Bretton Woods Conference and the primary goal of the International Monetary Fund, which is stable currency around the world. The association supports the calls for British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, for a new Bretton Woods and a restructuring of the global financial system. This call for research and planning echoes the work done in Europe in 1980s and 90s for, guess what? That's right, the plan for the euro. It's almost like the euro was just kind of a precursor, a practice round, if you will, for what ultimately is going to take place. And they're confident that when they take a look at the costs and benefits, that the world, listen to this, direct quote, the world will embrace the goal of a single global currency to be managed by a global central bank within a global monetary union. How can you get any more clear than that?
And, of course, if you're going to have a world government, you can't have any place for people to go to hide. I mean, they wouldn't. A lot of people wouldn't want to go along with this. This has to involve the entire world. And what better way than with a global currency, all economies interlocked? It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening before our eyes. This whole financial crisis was created and engineered to bring this about. And as Henry Kissinger says, it's either the new international order or chaos. Which would you prefer? We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Go right ahead.
Well, again, you tell me that this hasn't been well thought out and planned out, for Dr. Monteith. I mean, the Single Global Currency Association was formed back in 2003 here in the United States.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It was the 14th of February of 2008 where he really went into the background of the fact that all the state attorney generals knew that the predatory lending practices, the home mortgages situation that was being foisted on the people were illegal, and they wanted to intervene. And you pick up the story there, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that's just it. You know, please check it out. In fact, I just checked it out today just to make sure, Dr. Monteith. The title of the article, please check it out yourself. It's still up there on the Washington Post, Predator Lenders Partner in Crime. Okay? You check it out. It's up there. And he wrote this, folks, 3 weeks before he was taken out. He clearly exposed that the crisis that we're now experiencing was deliberate, anybody and everybody in all the states were prevented from stopping it from taking place. But again, you create a crisis, then you can manage the outcome. But that's not all, folks. Not only do we see that the world is turning into and rushing into a one-world economy, there's a call already for a global currency. They're already setting a date, folks, for the global currency. But little do people know that these same economic powers have already divided the world up into 10 economic kingdoms to, you know, assure proper control. And the plan is that each kingdom is going to be ruled by an individual dictator who's going to be under the authority of a world dictator. And you might think, well, hey, there's no way, man. There's no way the American people are going to stand for this, et cetera, blah, blah. We're going to stand up and fight and whatever. But, folks, they've already got a plan for that. And you know, one of my theories is this is why that you see that foreign troops have been, for quite some time now, been trained on American soil. And I think it's pretty obvious because, you know, when the rug gets pulled out from underneath you, you would think, hopefully, that it would be kind of tough for an American to have a hard time shooting another fellow American. But, hey, if you had a foreign army here, then probably wouldn't have so much inhibition, would you? But what the people don't get, folks, is the significance of these 10 economic kingdoms, okay? And again, it's because they have not read the scripture, and I'm talking even Christians. And again, there is, for some reason, Bible prophecy is being gutted out of churches today. We get emails, Dr. Monteith, we get phone calls every single week. Why does not my church, why did people not, and I'm talking Christians, why don't they ever teach on Bible prophecy? But they don't get the significance of this world being divided up from an economic club from Rome. Certainly that it's their plan is to have 10 economic kingdoms. And the reason why is because the scripture clearly reveals that there's going to be a revived Roman Empire with a 10-horned kingdom that's going to appear on the last days. Revelation chapter 17 shows us that. It says this, and now understand this. His 10 horns are 10 kings who have not yet risen to power. They will be appointed to their kingdoms for one brief moment to reign with the beast. That's the Antichrist. And listen to this. They will all agree to give their power and authority to him. Now, wait a second. You mean to tell me there's going to come a time when we see a worldwide kingdom of the Antichrist that's going to be split up into specifically, you talk about specifics, folks, specifically into 10 kingdoms? I mean, could that really happen? Well, folks, what in the world do you think is going on, again, with what I just talked about earlier, and what this global association is calling for with the splitting up of the world into these different chunks? We had the birth of the European Union. What in the world is that, folks? For the first time in mankind's history, you see a region of countries coming together economically with their own currency, of course called the euro. But, folks, the euro is just the beginning. Read the newspaper. Do some research. It's all over the place. It's happening all over the world. The euro is the watershed event. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Right now, folks, there is the formation of the African Union, which is a region of countries in Africa doing the same thing, coming together economically with their own currency that they're proposing called the Golden Mandela. And they're, you know, purporting to have that out by 2010. There's been the talk of the North American Union, which is the same thing coming together economically between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And there's plans right now, folks, for a South American Union. There's an Asian Union being proposed, a Central Asian Union, a Mediterranean Union, a Pacific Union, just to name a few. And, folks, gee whiz, if I didn't know better, I would say for the first time in mankind's history, right now, even during this radio interview, the world is being split up into different economic kingdoms right before our very eyes. And gee whiz, Dr. Monteith, I wonder how many, when the dust settles, they're going to end up. I'm kind of thinking it's going to be 10, just like the Bible said would happen in the last days. But that's not all.
Well, they're talking about the North American Union, the South American Union, Asian Union, Mediterranean Union. There's certainly Middle East countries coming together, the Asian Union. You know, it's almost as if there was a master plan being carried out, and I would like to suggest that there is a master plan being carried out. And if you don't see it, you don't understand that this is the first time in all the history of mankind where everything is in place. Of course, the key is there will be no place to run. There's be no place to go. All nations will be forced into this out of the economic chaos that is coming. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you think things are going to start getting better, why, you've been you're reading the wrong book. Maybe you ought to open the Bible. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and again, that's just the beginning point that we see. We not only see that, how do we know that we're in the last days, we're heading for a one-world economy, just like the Bible predicted 2,000 years ago, is not only that we are right now, folks, being ushered into, with this latest crisis, officially a one-world economy governed by a global entity, and also the call for a one-world currency, but, folks, we are headed towards a cashless society, and that's very key. You see, if you're going to deceive people into creating a one-world economy, then you've got to have a universal currency. They're getting away with it a little bit now because they're having to filter and make sure that, you know, the currencies from one country go to the other. But you really got to have, ultimately, a universal monetary standard. And that's exactly, folks, what's happening. And we are slowly but surely, we've been conditioned to move to a completely cashless society. And let's just do some homework. Folks, in the last century alone, we've gone from paper currency to electronic cash. For instance, if you didn't have any money on you, hey, don't worry, we got conditioned to, hey, just write a check. But hey, then after a while, you know, people got used to that, and if you didn't have money to write a check, then hey, don't worry, just charge it to this new thing called a credit card. But hey, if you don't want to pay the interest on your credit card, then don't worry, they came out with what was called the debit card, and you could take it directly out of your checking account. You know, and you don't have to pay interest. And then now, folks, what they're pushing, they've been pushing for a few years now, is all these convenient features, and that's the selling point. It's all about convenience. All these convenient features are all combined into one called the smart card. And smart cards in the industry, folks, are now being hailed, and this is your direct quote, digital cash or electronic purses. In fact, experts say that these smart cards are going to become the world's first truly universal currency. Okay? And most people say, well, what's a smart card? Well, most people actually, if really, folks, you probably already, most people have one, whether you realize it or not. And a smart card is basically the size of a regular credit card, only this one contains not the little stripe on the back, this one contains a tiny microchip, okay, that can store and receive information. And because of this feature, okay, it's much more convenient and versatile than just your average everyday credit card or debit card. You can use them for all kinds of things. Just one card. Can you imagine how convenient this would be, folks? You could have one card that you could use as a personal ATM. You could use it to make purchases at stores, restaurants, vending machines, gas, toll roads, all the same card, folks. You could use it to make telephone calls. You could use it to access cable and satellite programs. You could use it to make purchases on the Internet. You could use it for vehicle access or getting into building access. You could use it to replace all your passwords and for your personal computer access.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Pastor Billy Crone from the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And Pastor Billy, before we go on, I want you to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have a new website that's shorter in letters for those of you who get hand cramps with our old website. This one should be a little bit more convenient. You can reach us at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com. Or you can just search my name, Billy Crone, B-I-L-L-Y-C-R-O-N-E, and then it'll take you where you need to go.
All right, why don't you go right ahead?
Well, again, with the smart card, it's very convenient. You could use it to even store all your loyalty programs, which is like the stuff that you do at grocery stores, or even airlines, you know, your frequent flyer miles. You could use it to do rapid check-in at the airport or hotels. You could use that thing to be a personal identification holder. It could hold your social security number, your driver's license, your student ID, your health and insurance ID, voting information, picture, your fingerprints, and all of that on one card. Now, hey, folks, who couldn't use a little more convenience and flexibility in our busy lives, huh? I mean, imagine if you and I could just live in a world where we could get rid of all paper currency. See, that's the plan, folks. Smart cards, these smart card things, boy, they could even reduce the fear of being stolen, and they could be the end of all sorts of crimes. In fact, listen to this. It's like the panacea for the world. Listen to this. What this article says about this technology. It says the immediate benefits would be profound and fundamental. Theft of cash would become impossible. Bank robberies and cash register robberies would simply cease to occur. Attacks on shopkeepers, taxi drivers, and cashiers would all end. Urban streets would become safer. Security costs and insurance rates would fall. Property values would rise. sales of illegal drugs along with the violent crime should diminish. Hospital emergency rooms will become less crowded. A change from cash to recorded electronic money would be accompanied by a flow of previously unpaid income tax revenues running in the tens of billions of dollars. As a result, income tax rates could be lowered and the national debt reduced. Well, hey, folks, don't you feel safer already? But that's just the beginning. Smart cards are supposed to not only provide the answer to all of society and a new sense of security, but it can only be used as a card itself. It's truly, folks, electronic. In fact, one of the latest things that they're doing, it's actually more popular right now, but it's coming to America over in Japan, is cell phone. Your cell phone, folks, are doubling right now as mobile cash machines. Okay, remember, cash is going electronic. We are headed, the goal is to get us into an electronic monetary system, because you can control that anywhere in the world. And right now, people are making using their cell phone to make purchases from street vendors to pizza deliveries, to doing it at McDonald's. And if you don't have it already built in to your cell phone, you can get what's called a clip-on smart card reader. And in fact, one article said this, grabbing a burger is getting easier. Soon you will just have to wave your cell phone as you pass McDonald's drive-thru. Immediate gratification is always the best marketing tool. There's no dialing. There's no ATM. There's no fumbling for a wallet or drop coin, only radio frequency burgers. Oh, isn't it so nice if we could just get rid of money, if we could make it all electronic? But boy, folks, like a spider to a web, that's exactly it. Because once you get into that system, there's no way of getting out. Somebody has total control over your livelihood. Why is that important? Because the Antichrist, it was said 2,000 years ago, is going to control your livelihood, what you can buy and sell. We're headed straight for that. And folks, right now, just in 2000 alone, I don't know what the stat is currently, but just in 2000 alone, 4 billion smart cards were issued. And you tell me that ultimately this kind of technology is not going to be used against us, folks. And right now in Europe, check it out yourself, smart cards are not only commonplace, but they're soon going to become a necessity. England is expecting to have all governmental services online and will issue their citizens smart cards in order to access the system. Sounds very familiar, folks, what's coming here to America very soon with the Real ID card that you are going to need to have if you want to be able to open a bank account, if you want to be able to fly on a plane, if you want to go into government building, et cetera, et cetera. It's already coming. In fact, the Pentagon has already made smart cards mandatory for 4 million troops and civilians in order. Listen to this. Why do they have to have them? In order to secure doors, listen to this, check out weapons and military hardware, listen to this, direct quote, get cash and buy food. Wow, that's interesting. You mean to tell me you can't buy or sell without that smart card? Where have I heard that before? Now, here's where it gets really freaky, folks. Okay, due to the promises of the smart card technology that's supposed to eliminate fraud and save money, banks are jumping on the bandwagon big time. Right now, MasterCard is working on turning their 600 million debit cards into smart cards. And speaking of MasterCard, they purchased 51% controlling of a smart card company called Mondex. Okay, M-O-N-D-E-X, remember that. Mondex just happens to be the only electronic cash system in the world that allows for multiple currencies on one card. In fact, Mondex was so excited, folks, about this backing for MasterCard, they stated, this is a direct quote, "This is the final stage in becoming a global reality. With MasterCard's backing, there is nothing to stop Mondex from becoming the global standard." Then if that wasn't weird enough, you had the president of Visa hinted. Now remember, folks, this is all working towards a cashless society, but it's working towards what hopefully we'll talk about the next interview is the mark of the beast, okay? Because remember, it's coupled with this one-world economy. You cannot buy or sell. It's electronic. And ultimately, it's going to go on your forehead or your right hand. Listen to what the president of Visa is saying. He hinted at taking these tiny microchips from their plastic smart cards and putting them into much handier things. It gets smaller and smaller as you go, folks. He thought you could put them in your watch. You could put them even in a ring. I mean, gee whiz, what's next? Some sort of smart card tattoo or body implant? Well, folks, it's not that far away because I'm going to read to you a quote in a second. They're already calling for it, the credit card companies. But here's what's really interesting. Maybe this is just a quinky-dink, I don't know. But it is, like you said, Dr. Monteith, almost like somebody's following the script. You see, Mondex, the company, is supposed to stand for, shortened form for Monetary Dexter. Okay, Mondex. And folks, I challenge you, go look in any dictionary and look up monetary dexter. Monetary means pertaining to money, and dexter means right hand. Now, if that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. And folks, you got to understand, you're thinking, well, gee whiz, there's no way. Okay, maybe we are heading for a one-world economy. And maybe we are going for a one-world currency. And maybe, yeah, we're going to an electronic monetary system. Okay, but there's no way that we see any signs that people are getting some sort of implant or something into the body to make transactions. Folks, it's already happening. In fact, it's the rave. Okay, people right now are paying stuff with the wave of their hand. Let me read to you this article. We expose this on this series, folks, in the Final Countdown. You can see the actual video with your own eyes. Clubgoers in Spain are right now getting implanted, folks, with chips to make payments. Okay? Listen to this article. It says, like a scene out of a science fiction movie, all it takes is a syringe-injected microchip implant for the men and women of the nightclub scene to breeze past a reader that recognizes their identity, credit balance, and automatically opens doors to the elusive areas of the club for them. They can, quote, buy drinks and food with the wave of their hand. You get it? And they don't need to worry about losing a credit card or wallet. Baja Beach Clubs International is the first firm to employ the VeriPay system developed by Applied Digital VeriChip Corporation. The company touts this application of the chip implant as an advance over credit cards and smart cards. Do you get the point, folks? Do you see how you get used to one technology and it ultimately gets smaller and smaller until it reaches the ultimate goal? And they said that the Palm Beach-based Applied Digital Solutions unveiled the original VeriChip immediately after the 9/11 tragedy. They used that as a platform as to why we need to start doing these implants. They said, quote, similar to PET identification chips, the VeriChip is a syringe-injectable radiofrequency identification microchip that can be read a few feet away either by a handheld scanner or by the implantee walking through a portal scanner. Information can be wirelessly written to the chip, which contains a unique ID number. Now listen to this. This is where it gets freaky. Last year, Art Cransley, Senior Vice President of MasterCard, you already heard the quote from Visa, the Senior Vice President of MasterCard speculated on possible future electronic payment media. This is a direct quote. Listen to this. From the President, Senior Vice President of MasterCard, we're certainly looking at designs like key fobs. It could be in a pin or a pair of earrings. Ultimately, it could be embedded in anything someday, maybe even under your skin. Direct quote. The owner of this club says that this chip implant is the wave of the future. He says, I know many people who want to be implanted. Almost everybody already has piercings or tattoos or silicone. And the question was posed to him, will the implant only be of use in the bar? And he said, the objective of this technology is to bring an ID system to a global level that will destroy the need to carry ID documents and credit cards, in other words, cash. And during a recent American radio interview, he said the CEO of VeriChip, Dr. Keith Bolton, had told him that the company's goal was to market the VeriChip as a global implantable identification system. And he said the VeriChip that we implant here is not only for us, he said it's useful for, quote, what other enterprise that makes use of this technology? And, in fact, he said that the VeriChip company told him that the Italian government, direct quote, was preparing to implant government workers. And, folks, just real quickly, what they're doing is they've got one little piece that they're building that I just want to expose. Not only one world economy, not only one world currency, not only getting us away from hard cash that you can carry to electronic cash to ultimately something inside your body, but they're linking this system with a matrix-type system, and that ties in all the finances together. Right now, folks, they're developing what's called the grid, okay, and it's the latest evolution of the Internet, and they're able to do what basically took a decade can be done in weeks, and it's just a whole system that they're connecting everything to. I wish I had more time to get into it, but mainly I want you to see that they're building a system that's tying together everything. It's not just about the Internet, folks. This is being used to tie together the whole system, the one world government, and certainly the economy. You have to tap into the system to start making transactions. Now, they've got this whole system that they're tying together as the economy. Now they're showing signs that now that you and I are used to having to get a part of this matrix, this economic system, electronic system, okay, to access, to buy or sell. They're starting to show signs of taking ownership back. And that's what we saw, folks, with China. China went back on its promises during the Olympics. It's gone back to censoring the Internet. But it isn't just happening in China. It's happening in the United States. The Defense Department is banning employees and soldiers from accessing sites from the Internet. Not only that, we talk about weird. The Berlusconi, the Italian president for the G8 presidency, said, quote, that he would use his country's imminent presidency of the G8 group to push for an international agreement to regulate the Internet. He said the G8 has as its task the regulation of financial markets. He says, I think the next G8 can bring to the table a proposal to regulate the Internet. It's like, what in the world? I mean, gee whiz, you think you got better stuff to do? Why is everybody so hot to trot to regulate the Internet? Because, folks, the Internet is the matrix system that they're tying the economic system. And once it all gets tied together, they're going to grab control of it, and you will not be able to access the system till ultimately you cannot buy and sell. Thailand is already reversing. They're starting to block Internet insight sites, folks. But it's happening. You talk about, folks, this is just, what is this, just a few days ago, May 23rd. There's a bill out. Please check it out. It's called the Cybersecurity Act of 2009. And it is basically would give the President of the United States full control of the Internet. And the plans are going to let the White House have access to all privately owned information networks that are deemed to be critical to the nation's infrastructure without regard to any provision of law, regulation, rule, policy, and the White House is going to be able to disconnect any network from the Internet, including, direct quote, private citizens' banks and health records. And one guy says, well, I'm especially curious as to how you could take the telecommunications networks off the Internet when they are in large part what the Internet is comprised of. He said, listen to this, and if my bank was taken offline, well, I would think about going to my branch and asking for all my deposits in cash. But that's just it, folks. What if there is no more cash? What if it's all been turned electronic? You cannot get cash because we have been conditioned into a cashless society. Unless you don't think, folks, that they are planning on having you and I be able to access this system without some sort of electronic ID thing, okay, that you have to have. Remember, what was the goal of the Antichrist? You have to worship him. You have to take this mark. Otherwise, you cannot buy or sell. Rudy Giuliani, folks, if you were paying attention, we shared this video clip during the last election campaign. Listen to this direct quote. Here's his idea. He said, we should develop a tamper-proof ID card. And then if you got that tamper-proof ID card, listen, you would be allowed to work, pay taxes, get online, become a citizen, and follow the rules. I'll quote that again. If you got this real ID card, this tamper-proof ID card, you would be allowed to work, to pay taxes, to get online, to become a citizen, and follow the rules. The only thing he did not say, Dr. Monteith, was to buy or sell. And before you write that off, folks, as some sort of wacko conspiracy theory, this is exactly what Aaron Russo exposed shortly before he died. He was asked how he got acquainted with Nicholas Rockefeller, and he says, well, I got this call one day from an attorney woman. And by the way, folks, we share this actual interview on the Final Countdown study. He says, I got this call one day from an attorney woman I knew, and she said, well, hey, would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers? And I said, well, sure, I'd love to. And he says, we became friends, and he started to divulge a lot of things to me. And he said to me one night, there's going to be an event, Aaron, and out of that event, you're going to see that we're going to go into Afghanistan. Now, note, folks, this was predicted and shared long before these events ever took place. He said, you're going to see an event, and you're going to see that we're going to go into Afghanistan so that we can run pipelines out of the Caspian. And then we're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And then we're going to go into Venezuela and get rid of Chavez. He said, the first two they accomplished, but Chavez they didn't accomplish. And he says, then you're going to all of a sudden see guys going into caves looking for people that they're never going to find. And he was laughing about the fact that they're going to create this war on terror when there is no real enemy. And he says, this supposed war on terror, you can never win the thing because it's an eternal war, and the whole premise is so you can, quote, always keep taking people's liberties away. And so Russo asks Rockefeller, he says, well, how in the world are you going to convince people this war is real? And he said, quote, the media. He said, the media can convince everybody it's real. He says, you keep talking about things, you keep saying things over and over and over again, and people will eventually believe it. And Russo comes back and he says, that's exactly what they've been doing. He says, they created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. They created 9/11, which is another lie. And then through 9/11, you fight a war on terror, and all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which is another lie. And they're going to do another on Iran. And he says, it's all leading one thing to another, to another, to another. It's all based on lies.
And then, of course, they said something about a chip. What was that?
Well, and that's just it. And when you come back from the little break there, I'll share the great quote that he said, folks, this is happening before our eyes. They're working towards getting you and I implanted. And if we say anything they don't like, they shut us out of the system.
And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who have a master plan. And you may not want to believe it, but it's there. It's written there in the Bible. It was written 2,000 years ago. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. We'll be right back. Go right ahead.
Well, remember, the context, folks, is if this prophecy is going to come to pass, one world economy, Revelation 13, the Antichrist system, is you not only need a one world economy, a one world currency.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866.
This one would have an extra function. Folks, this is happening before our very eyes. It contains a dose of cyanide to remotely kill the wearer, the person who has the chip, without muss or fuss, if the authorities deemed he'd become a public threat. The inventor said the chip could be used to track terrorists, criminals, fugitives, illegal immigrants, political dissidents, domestic servants, and foreigners who are overstaying their visas. Now, folks, if you tell me that... How could we deny that we are living in the last days? We're seeing all this technology, even to the point, remember, because he forced everyone to receive this mark. If you don't receive the mark, you are killed. And we're seeing the technology with all this already happening. to be implanted.
It's all coming to pass. We're going to have to finish this up next month. God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Martin.
Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone. I hope you've enjoyed our conversations. And, of course, we do have his DVDs. If you want to hear the whole interview with Sidney Aaron Russo, Aaron was a friend of ours. We talked to him a number of occasions before he died. And this is an interview he did with Alex Jones. But it's on these DVDs now. Basically, there are 10 of them, and there are 5 in part 1, part 2. It's called The Final Countdown. They're available through Radio Liberty. We're putting them onto CDs, so we have the first CD. It's called Countdown to Armageddon. Now, that's different than The Final Countdown. That's the DVD set. If you want to get the CDs and listen to them so you can listen to them several times, why, that is Countdown to Armageddon. The first one is available. The others will be available soon. So remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. But I will tell you, the DVDs that, pardon me, the videos that are on the DVD are really fascinating. All of the scriptures are there. You'll learn a great deal. Barbara and I, my wife, we enjoyed watching it, and we'll probably watch it again. You need to be able to see the signs of the times, and they should be so obvious. Well, Sidney, that's The Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2, or get the two of them together at a suggested specially reduced price. Then I want to mention that we've completed my talk on the current financial crisis. It's called Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon, it is a DVD. It's a two-hour talk we've given. We've been holding it back because we wanted to get the PowerPoint on it, and now the PowerPoint's there. I'll have to say I'm very happy with it. And then, of course, we have a syllabus that goes with that, information that you need to have to understand what's going on today. So that is the DVD, Financial Armageddon, and the syllabus that goes with that at a special price. And then, of course, we want to remind you about the Conspiracy Conference. That's June 6th, June 7th. If you want more information, the place to go would be conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. I'm going to be giving the lead-off talk there on Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And Ted Gunderson, a few of our friends, are going to be speaking as well. And we'll have a table there. If you're interested, go to conspiracycon.com. Let me remind you about some of the other very professional DVDs we have. The Secret Mystery Series, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, going into the secret societies that were here. And you say, well, I've never heard of secret societies that were here when America was created. But they were. And the reason you haven't heard about them is because of the control that exists over the media. And then, of course, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And then, of course, the latest one, Eye of the Phoenix. Eye of the Phoenix. You'll certainly want to get that. Incidentally, Chris Pinto, who produced these three DVDs, will be our guest tomorrow evening as we talk about the architecture of our nation's capital, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. You'll certainly want to get the DVD on vaccine and brain development. You'll want to get our latest four CD set on vaccines. A Vaccine Update 2000, our number 1-800-544-8927.
Prairie, through the ocean, white with
Hail, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, who supports Radio Liberty, and we support her. We think she does a great job, and we always look forward to having her on our evening program. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, lots of exciting things are happening in the world, and certainly if you've been watching what's going on, of course, the stock market's going up, but if you notice, gold and silver have been moving up very, very strongly this week. Silver ended up over $15 an ounce today. Why is that? Well, one reason is the dollar's falling. Now, they're not telling that the dollar has really declined almost 10 points from its 89. In reference to a basket of currencies down to just about 80. The dollar is falling. But of course, this is part of the, really, because our government is beginning to destroy methodically and systematically and intentionally the value of our currency. They're beginning to do something that we've never done before, and that is begin to monetize our debt. In other words, beginning just to simply create money out of nothing, and of course use that to buy the debt. We're talking about a debt for the year ending September 30th of this year, admittedly of about $1.82 trillion. That's the latest figure that comes out of the Obama administration. I think that they're being very conservative. I fear it may be much more than that, but we'll just have to wait and see. But certainly next year, why there's going to be certainly $2 or $3 trillion that they're going to have as a debt. And you can't keep running debts, you know, when you're just creating money, because to pay off the debt yourself, if other countries are not going to buy the debt, we create the money, and that destroys the value of our currency. This is what they did in the Weimar Republic. This is what they've done in Argentina over and over again. This is what they've done throughout South America. This is what they recently did in Zimbabwe under the supervision of our State Department, which kept the ruthless and tyrannical government in power there. Why would we have done something that foolish? And why are we doing something that is totally irresponsible? In other words, moving to destroy the value of our currency. Well, we're told, oh, well, we're going to pull all this excess money out of the economy before things get bad, before we start to get inflation. A little inflation isn't bad, but there's no way they can do that, because they start pulling money out of the economy, it'll collapse the economy. And, well, Melody, you give us your idea of what's going on.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and we certainly have seen the dollar get hit, but it was just something that we expected. They had that run up to 89, and, you know, that was pretty much the peak, and we had such extreme runs on the U.S. dollar. It certainly wasn't anything that was able to remain any sort of stability there. We're looking to break the 80 level again, and gold up in the over... Seas market is up another $3.50, so we're looking for gold to be breaking that 960 level, and I really don't see it pausing up until that $1,000 level.
Well, I think that of course the sky is the limit, because down throughout all history, the only thing that's really had any eternal value has been gold. Of course, we're talking about temporal things. Of course, the only thing that really has any value is our relationship with our Lord. But as far as the people surviving in difficult times, gold has always been a standby. And then, of course, it's going to be very interesting as we see, you know, what's going to happen next. Every country in the world, with one or two exceptions, I think Norway and Brazil is certainly functioning fairly well, but almost every other country is facing financial disaster. The economy is collapsing all throughout Europe and Eastern Europe, and even in Russia and China. Well, Melody, you go right ahead. What anything new or exciting that you'd like to talk about?
Gold is $960. So that's exciting.
Well, I think that really is exciting. So that's where that's not very close, but is that was after hours trading?
It closed, the market closed at the New York spot price was $960. It was up $10.70 today.
Great.
And you're right about silver. Silver carried up almost 3% today at $15.19, so a very strong showing in silver. So so both are doing very, very well. And, you know, we've been talking about these problems for a very long time. So much of it was just part of the agenda, something that we could expect. So for all the years that the people who have purchased gold and tried to position themselves, gold and silver, and tried to position themselves and trying to protect their purchasing power, you know, we're beginning to see, you know, the fruit of it and in ways in which, and number one, gold is the insurance policy. We do buy it to, as the, to protect our purchasing, to protect our wealth. And the profits that come with gold, to me, are basically secondary. They will be there. But the key thing is holding on to what we have. We don't want to lose as much as everybody else. And so now we're beginning to see, as this all unfolds, and we see this every day in the reports, the markets just sort of ignore it. They're not going up, but they're not going down. But that's temporary also. I mean, you can't continue to have the jobless claims at the numbers they are. You can't continue to have so much of the bad news out that you can't have, you know, a company like GM filing bankruptcy that won't affect the economy and each and every person in this country. So it's people need to continue to protect their purchasing power, and they need to position themselves and most certainly don't fall into the trap in which they're building for so many people out there that, you know, things are going to be turning around, this recession will be turning around, you know, the market is going to be going up. You can't fall into those traps. And I think most people who listen to your programs and some of the alternative news and the truth news understand that, you know, it is a ruse and it's not going to happen, and they do what they have to do.
Well, I think it's going to be a matter of just of surviving here, because there are a lot of people. You know, I talked to a fellow gentleman who was a union electrician, called me just, I think it was just this morning, just to tell me that he's been 6 months without a job and no possibility of getting a job. He's a member of the union. They're waiting for the jobs to come in, and the jobs are just not coming in. And as a result, why, I mean, he's living on unemployment, but how long can he do that? I said they've extended it to almost a year, but he's halfway through that. Can the government continue paying unemployment benefits to of millions of people, you, indefinitely? Well, we were just talking about, of course, the people are out there on unemployment, and ordinarily it would last 26 weeks, and unemployment pays you about half of what you were making. So you're really, of course, under the gun to try to get a job, but there really are not that many jobs out there. In fact, many of our major stores here in the area where I live, we have a chain of department stores called Gottschalk's, and they're closing down. They're certainly, many of our other major chains are certainly, their income, I know Macy's income was down something like 56%. Target's was down about 46% for this last quarter. So many of our chains are having very, very real problems. And, of course, everybody's trying to hang on until this is over, but when is it going to be over? And I don't think it's going to be over for a good long while, because, of course, we've got the next one, a big crash is going to come. And all the people who, for instance, have the alt arm, they call them option arm loans, alt-A loans on their homes, and even a lot of people with prime loans on their homes. But once they lose their jobs, there's just no way that they can have the money to actually make the monthly payments. And certainly all of the efforts to rewrite the loans are dependent upon having the money to make a monthly payment. They can even cut the payment somewhat. They may even be able to cut somewhat the amount of money that's borrowed. But if you can't make it the payment, why, there's just no way you're going to be able to keep your home. So we're going to see another probably 3 or 4 million homes defaulting here in this next year or so. And then, of course, there's a commercial property. I mean, so many people had, you know, had commercial property. Of course, it was the small banks that loaned the money on that. They weren't into the highly speculative, predatory housing mortgages. They were too smart for that. They lent money on commercial developments that were a sure thing. And, of course, in a regular economy, these loans would have been a sure thing, but unfortunately we're not in a regular economy. And certainly commercial developments all across the country are going down. These are developments where, people would buy them with the idea that they were going to borrow money in 10 years, they were going to be paid off, and they'd be sitting pretty. But they were willing to go into debt and take the chance because, after all, who could ever expect the entire economy to collapse? But the entire economy did. And we've got, trillions of dollars of commercial developments out there that are going to go into foreclosure. And with that, of course, more and more of our banks are going to go down. We've already lost, I think, about 35 banks this year. They're anticipating 100 banks going down this year, and how many next year? Really, they're somewhere at least 350 banks that they will admit are insolvent here in this country. And, well, as time goes by, more and more are going to fit into that category. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Melody, why do you think silver and gold are moving up so quickly at this point?
Well, I think they've been so undervalued in the past, and certainly you have the showing of strength in the U.S. dollar, and certainly that's being reversed. You have the 10-year bond; the bonds are basically collapsing, and so you're also having your, when you were speaking about the mortgage loans that will be going under the adjustable rates and so forth. The rates of mortgages are increasing, so it's even more difficult for people to, try to refinance their homes, but they're so in debt and backlogged on their credit cards and so forth, they don't qualify even for these rates. So, it doesn't really help them, but it certainly doesn't help them anymore with the rates increasing. So you're showing a weakness in the dollar now, and as that continues, we're going to see the price of both gold and silver continue to rise. Mainly they've been so undervalued for so long, they're going to have to rise. And there's many predictions that gold, of course, will be, 2,000 at the end of the year. There's a wide range, anywhere from 1,250 to 1,600 to 2,000 by the end of this year. I think next year is going to play another important part in the gold prices as we continue to see inflation creep into the economy with all the trillions of dollars that are being printed, thrown at all these problems instead of actually addressing the problems and trying to fix the problems.
I agree with you, Chris. Everything that the administration is doing is a total failure. And I believe that they're not foolish. I believe they're not stupid. I believe that they know exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They just don't want the public to know what they're doing. They try to give the impression, why, we're so concerned about the homeowners, and we're going to come up with this program or that program or another program. And apparently some of the mortgages are being rewritten. The trouble is that if the people don't have a job, they can't make their payments, and they're certainly having problems. A lot of people have gone out and bought homes, because after all, many of these homes are down 30-40% up in San Francisco. Homes are down almost 50%, from where they were at the height of the boom. And certainly here in California, we had several spots that these prices had soared, as they did in Las Vegas, as they did in Phoenix, as they did in Miami. And, of course, there the houses have fallen dramatically. And a lot of people have rushed in. In fact, here in California, about 47% of the home purchases that are going on today, they're buying up the foreclosed homes, and they're paying a lot less than the homes were worth just a year ago. The trouble is, a lot of the people who bought homes two or three months ago are already behind because the value on the homes continues to fall. And trying to purchase a home in the foreclosure market, or certainly even to buy yourself a home, you may very well find that the price of that home is going to continue dropping. A lot of people are buying homes speculatively, and it's sort of like trying to catch a falling knife. Why, of course, you're laying yourself open for real problems. We have not reached a bottom, and people should not be in this market, but they don't know. They're believing what they hear on CNBC and all of these television programs, which are designed not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal what's going on and to confuse the public. And I'm afraid that just as it was during the Great Depression, when there were a number of recoveries, but of course things kept falling and falling and falling until they eventually collapsed. You know, 4 years into the Great Depression, they bottomed out in 1933, and of course it all began in 1929. We've only been at this for half the length of time, and I think we had a long, long way to go. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Melody, what do you hear from your customers? Are they having any information that might help you or might help our listeners better understand what's going on?
Well, you know, I get a lot of people call and they tell me that they have lost their jobs, and a lot of them are still a little surprised because they didn't think it would affect them because of their seniority, so that doesn't matter. So, you know, it's all jobs are at risk out there. Also, I had a call today where someone was promised by their bank that if they could sell their loan or they could sell their home at a lower price, and they wouldn't be responsible for it. So they went ahead and made the arrangements, sold their home at the lower price, and the bank came back and said that no, they would be responsible for the difference. So you also have to be very careful out there. If you're looking to sell your home and you make any sort of an agreement with a bank, make sure you get it in writing. Make sure you understand, and make sure all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, because you got to remember who you're talking to on the other side of the phone. Many of them don't have a clue what's going on. They're just being told. They don't understand. And I told, and you don't even know who, you could be talking to somebody in India anymore, so you don't know. So if you try to get some sort of verification, make sure you get it in writing before you do anything from the mortgage company, so you don't fall into that type of a situation. So these people sold their homes and then they got stuck for the difference, and they could have very well kept their home and struggled through it. So just be careful out there. So these are sort of some of the stories that are coming through. People, they're also getting to the point where they see what is happening in Washington, the trillions of dollars being spent, the money that is just being applied to all these problems, the debts that are being created. They see people who are able to walk away from their debts because they realize that, in the future, what does it all matter anyway? So a lot of them are inquiring about what to do with the credit that they do have. Do they walk away with it? Do they continue to pay for it? Do they wait and see, what happens? They have credit cards, should they buy gold with it? And so a lot of people are a little confused and not sure what to do with their own finances. And so I've been hearing a lot about that also. So, and I think each person that has these questions, you have to look to see how it affects you. And I don't think anybody should go into debt to buy gold. If you use your credit cards to use if you use your credit cards to buy gold, make sure you can pay it off. Make sure you're not strapped to where if something happens and you need to pay that debt that you can't do it. Don't do something that you might regret in the future. So just be very, very careful.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Of course, one of the most interesting things is this new legislation on the credit cards. And everybody says, the Obama administration is trying to stop the excesses, by the credit card companies that are really ripping people off. That sometimes the interest rates can go up even as high as 36%. Well, of course, so they've got this legislation through, and everybody's just so grateful the Obama administration is trying to protect them. But first of all, nothing happens till next February. If there's a crisis situation, why not do something and have it go into effect immediately? No, it's not going to go into effect until next February. And what about those 36% interest rates? They're going to continue. Doesn't affect the interest rates at all. In fact, it really doesn't do much of anything, but it gives you the impression they're doing something. Oh, yes, the credit card company has to give you 45 or 60 days notice before they raise your rates. But, of course, they can still raise your rates, and they can do just about whatever they want to. But people have a feeling something's been done, and nothing's been done. And you know, Melody, they play these games with the people all the time to give them the impression that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Which it has all sorts of problems of its own. How much money is fiat money putting, fiat company putting into Chrysler? No money. They're going to get 20% of the company for absolutely nothing. And the way the thing is set up, they could end up with 51% of the company, you know, if they do certain things. Why would we want to turn an American car company over to an Italian car company if there wasn't going to be any money to be made? Why are we, of course, going to give Fiat, they're not going to put any money up. preference over the people who own the bonds and own the stock in the company, people who have lent large sums of money to the company, major banks, certainly major hedge funds and pension funds, and they're going to get little or nothing at all when Chrysler goes into receiverships and we're turning the company over to an Italian motor company. Well, maybe it's because the vice chairman of Fiat just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission, which is really America's invisible government. And now, of course, General Motors, we've given them almost $20 billion of Americans' taxpayers' dollars to General Motors, and they're not going to pay it back. There's no way we're going to get any of that money back. Why are we giving all the money to General Motors, which is an international company, obviously has lots of money because their factories in China are working full-time, their factories in Russia are moving, working there, factories in India, factories in Brazil. And yet, we've given them $20 billion so that General Motors can move offshore and produce jobs in China and Russia and India and Brazil, but they're going to be cutting back on jobs here in the United States. So why are we subsidizing? That doesn't make any sense, Melody.
No, it doesn't, and I heard, I guess, GM will be getting another, what, $50 billion, you know, here in the near future, I guess. And, of course, taxpayers will be owning, what, 70-72% of the company, but, you know, a lot of this is, you know, I mean, it is along the lines of the, you know, moving our factories out, employing the Chinese people, and, I mean, I think a lot of it now is, you know, we're so dependent on the Chinese government to continue to buy our debt. I mean, we have to give them something in return for buying all that worthless, all those worthless dollars and all our debts. So, you know, I think a lot of what is happening, a lot of that is, you know, things so that they can continue to do so, even though China is pulling back. And, of course, they've been making more comments more and more frequently about the, you know, the government is printing too much money, and certainly they have major concerns, and they're pulling back, and they're changing their strategy, and they're purchasing more commodities. They are unloading a lot of dollars that way by purchasing other commodities and also gold. So so you're seeing a lot of exchange in that matter.
Well, the Chinese are really very, very shrewd. And certainly they realize, of course, that they don't want to get stuck with a lot of worthless dollars. They know history. They understand that whenever countries begin getting so far in debt, there's no way they can ever get out. The Dallas Federal Reserve Bank apparently did an analysis of the debt structure of America. And this is the first time I've heard the figure, but figuring not only, of course, our federal debt, but, of course, that we have all this debt tied into Freddie Mac and Fannie that we've taken over. And then, of course, we've got the state debt, and they're talking about a debt situation of $99 trillion. That's federal debt, agency debt, all of these other things that we have. $99 trillion. There's only about $50 trillion in the entire world, the value of everything in the entire world. So there is no way we can ever pay off our debt. And the only way to do that is simply to inflate our way out, to destroy the value of our currency, and pay the debt back with worthless dollars. The Chinese know that. And, of course, they're negotiating the ability to come in here and start buying up large blocks of stock and other companies here, not necessarily taking controlling interest, but buying up mines, buying up things of intrinsic value. And ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing is America moving from being a first world nation to a third world nation. And it's not happening because of the Chinese. It's happening because our leaders' loyalty is not to the United States. It's to this internationalist dream, the new world order, the new world financial system, the new world currency, the new world religion, and an intense hatred of America. Because America once was a Christian country, and America once was free. And this is an elite who have a different, of course, worldview. If you haven't read the Earth Charter, you need to read it to realize there's a plan to transfer our wealth out of this country. But we can't let the common people know. We'll be right back, and give us a call.
And mountain, to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I love that song melody. You just never hear it anymore, so that's why we've taken it on as our theme song. I think it's an important thing to remember the America that was, not the America that's today, controlled by an invisible government, but the America that was when I was growing up and perhaps when you were young as well.
It's a beautiful song, and they're so moving, and you don't hear those songs anymore, and they don't bring the emotion. And, you know, you look to these ball games anymore and these people who sing the anthem anymore. It's almost like it sounds awful, you know. They don't sing it very well. They distort the songs, and the older songs in which they were played would always bring tears to my eyes, you know, whenever you heard them. And you know, you always had a proudness, and it's just little signs like that you see along the way where you can see the deterioration, and it's a sad thing to see and to witness.
It is, but our job is, of course, to point out to the American people what's happening, and all we can do is, of course, try to educate the people and try to get them to love what America was. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody, she's on the front lines of this battle every day. Melody, why don't you get your telephone number out and, of course, your website out.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And on the website, make sure you spell out the A-N-D. And it's a long one, but it's worth it once you get to the website. You can listen to, we archive radio programs on a daily basis. There's articles that you can sign up for, and a lot of information on how to get started in purchasing gold and silver coins.
Now, do you actually do that shortwave program every day?
Yes, we do. We have a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday program with Bob Chapman. We have a gentleman, Alfred Adask, that does a program on Tuesdays, and then we have an herbalist, Wendy Wilson, who does the program on Thursdays. And you know, both are very good on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and of course Robert Chapman also is very good.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, yeah, I just was, you know, I heard you once say something about the Tower of Babel and how somehow that related to a one-world God. I don't quite remember how you put that.
That's
Do you remember what you said about that?
Well, were you referring to me or to Melody?
No, to you, Dr.
All right, fine, yes. The whole idea of the Tower of Babel was that they were going to unite all of the peoples of the world at that time, and this one world government, and of course they were building this great tower, sort of a defiance against God. And some people say that they wanted, of course, to bring it right up, build this up as high as the heavens, show that if God ever wanted to have another flood, why people could just get there and get away from God. But the whole idea that this was a revolt against God. Now, down through the centuries, this has always been the idea of rebuilding the Tower of Babel. And in the 1500s, somebody painted a picture of the unfinished Tower of Babylon surrounded by stars, but the stars were upside down. The point was down, and of course this is to simulate the goat of Mendez, the satanic goat. If you actually see the stars on the United States flag, the point is up, and the two points are down. But here in this picture that was painted in the 1500s of the unfinished Tower of Babylon, why of course the point is down and the two points are up above is the ears of the devil and the side, the horns of the devil. Well, anyway, of course, this is actually being circulated and is widely used in Europe today, because the whole idea of the European Union is the reconstitution of the unfinished Tower of Babylon. In fact, in Strasbourg, Germany, they have actually built a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babylon, and that is where the European Union meets. And of course, out in front, there's a picture of this woman riding the beast, which, of course, is characteristic of the end times. Of course, this demonic figure who's going to be symbolic of leading the world. So, yes, you're absolutely right. This all goes back to the time of Nimrod and the idea that they were going to defy God, and that is exactly what's going on today. The effort to bring about the one world government today is an effort, of course, to defy God. Melody, would you like to comment on that?
No, I think you've said it all, Dr. Stan.
Anything else, Joe?
Well, yeah, I kind of thought that's what you said the first time. I didn't get it all what you said, but you put it all together, and they're putting it all together too, because that's we're going right back to the Tower of Babel.
And basically, we have a talk. It's called The Forbidden Secret, and on the it's a DVD and a syllabus, which we recommend people get. But of course, the picture on the front of the DVD is this picture of the unfinished Tower of Babel, and of course, this is what it's all about. It's that picture was painted in the 1500s. It's the one that's put onto posters over in Europe. The European Union is to be a prototype of this coming one world government. And of course, I don't know if you heard our program the last hour with Pastor Billy Crone, but he was talking about the idea that there are going to be 10 kingdoms. And of course, the whole idea is to unite the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the North American Union. There's to be a South American Union. Perhaps there's to be a Central American Union. There will be a Mediterranean Union. There will be an Asian, countries, Middle Eastern Union, an African Union, an Asian, Euro-Pacific Union. Probably there will be 10 of these unions, each one with their own currency, and then they'll unite them all into this one world government. This is the master plan that's being carried out today. And, of course, Zygmunt Brzezinski has talked about this, and the fact that most people have no idea what's going on, or that the current economic crisis is created and being carefully orchestrated, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today of what the American people
think. Now God is going to do what he did back then. He's going to do right now.
Well,
once
remember,
they get it all together, he's going to bring it all tumbling down.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But we're living in times that if you don't know the Lord, why, this would be a terribly frightening time. God promised he would never try to destroy the world again by a flood. I fear next time it's going to be the fire.
That's right.
Okay, anything else, Joe?
I guess that basically sums it up, but I don't think these powers that be, they should go back and read that scripture where God just came down and confounded their languages and broke it all up.
Well, I think that they don't believe in God, or if they do, it's a different God.
Oh, they believe in God, because when they read the Bible, they hate the truth.
Right. Anyway, God bless you, Joe, and thanks
so
much for calling.
Stan.
Well, let's go to Maryland. He's calling from El Sobrante, and our telephone number is 2-4-Liberty. If you have a question for Melody, anything on the financial aspect of it, why, give us a call. Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Hi. I just wanted to ask you folks, you know, you hear a lot of talk, especially on Internet radio, that we should buy gold. There's, you know, I'm always worried about gold being confiscated because I know that happened one time, and the fact that it's being artificially, the price is being held down as a way to get people to buy it that might not otherwise buy it. I know there's actually some kind of a lid on how much you can buy without it being reported to the federal government. Do you know what that is, Melody?
I'm going to make a comment on the confiscation. You know, I think it's very important to know about confiscation. But, and I know a lot of people use confiscation as a way to instill fear so that they can sell a particular type of a coin. I think knowing about confiscation is important, and I think each person has to take into effect how they believe and how they want to protect themselves. And so be careful about that, because a lot of coins are being touted as they would be non-confiscatable, but yet in my book they would be. And as far as the government reporting and so forth, there's little reporting to the government when you're actually purchasing gold. If you pay with cash, if you go over the $10,000 limit, of course the cash is reportable. They're mainly more interested in the selling of gold, of course, because they want your tax dollars. You can buy a particular type of gold that would give you a little bit better protection against that. You can buy particular coins where when you do sell, there are no 1099s that are generated by law. It is up to you to, you know, report your gains and so forth. But by law, we don't have to complete a 1099. So
there's no upper limit on your what you can purchase without it being reported to the federal government?
No.
Oh, okay. You know, I heard $1,000 after that they had to report it to the federal government.
Well, some states have, for the $1,000 limit, there's taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they, you know, I can't remember, Pennsylvania is not a state like that. There's several states that if you purchase below $1,000, you have to pay tax on it and so forth. But, see, banks are instructed to look for suspicious activity. So if I have a customer who wants to spend $100,000, and he makes 10 orders all under $10,000, to me that's suspicious activity. You know, if you write a check for $100,000, purchase your gold, you have your gold, you have your privacy, to me that is less suspicious. And so the reporting is based, there's, you know, with the Patriot Act, it's suspicious activity. And I have so many customers that are fearful about things that might be reported. That's the whole point of buying gold, because you become independent. You come out of that system. And, you know, and that's the whole point. That's one of the major points. You become private. You come out of that system. You can't worry what the government knows or wants to know, because so many people will not do something based on that fear. And that's the worst thing that you can do. You know, if you're in the position and you're looking to protect your assets, get it done. And we can't allow them to put that fear into us. We need to get it done, and, you know.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Anything else, Marilyn?
Oh, one more question. Does she know what the Federal Reserve is getting ready to do about credit unions? I heard they're going to be brought under the aegis like other banks are, where they're going to be not as independent as they were. In other words, if you had your money in a credit union, you may not. It'll be more, it won't be as, you know, it'll be a different kind of situation from now on.
You know anything at all about that, Melody?
No, I mean, they're going to be changing all kinds of laws and legislation, so, but, you know, as far as I know, they're still different than the banks and so forth. I'm sure they still have to conform to certain regulations and so forth, as the banking industry does, but other than that, I really don't, am aware of anything.
Marilyn,
okay,
Maryland, they're doing everything they can to bring everything and everybody under control, to track the American people from the cradle to the grave,
to know
everything about them, about their finances, where they travel, what church they go to. The census form is certainly going to be increasingly used. They have the census takers. They hired 140,000 census takers, and they all have these little GPS markers, and they'll come to your front door, and then they'll push a button, and now they know the exact coordinates from the GPS of where you live. Why would they want to do that? For the same reason that they've developed software so they can listen to your cell phone even when it's turned off and know where you are when it's turned off. The same reason they're collecting dossiers and files on every person in the country. The same reason they're collecting your picture from the Department of Motor Vehicles under one guise or another. They don't want you to smile when, of course, you have your picture taken. They want you just to not to smile. Why? Because they're collecting national databases with your picture in it. Yeah. Anything else, Marilyn?
No, thank you. God bless you, folks.
God bless you. Well, let's go to Tony's calling. Calling from Spokane. Hi, Tony. A question or comment for our guest?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stan.
Good to hear from you, Tony. Tony's an old friend. He used to live here in Santa Cruz. Now he's moved up to Spokane. And how's everything up there doing?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. I didn't call about the GPS system, but I just read a story about it on the Last Trumpet newsletter. It's .com. I'd recommend everyone read that website. There's a story on there about a fellow who was hired to do the census, and they were talking about doing the GPS, and one of the women who was there said, well, what if a person lives in a cave? What do we do then? And the census supervisor said, you treat it just like it was a regular door. There will be no place to hide.
And, of course, the thing is that people have to understand it is not just here in the United States. They're doing this in Africa. They're doing it in South America. They're doing it in the Middle East. They're doing it in China. They're going to have every dwelling place marked. There will be no place to hide. You're absolutely right. Anything else, Tony?
Well, the sense that guy quit in disgust. Like I said, that's not what I called. I was calling about the potential for gold confiscation and why I just don't see it as being a real possibility in the imminent future. And if anyone were to read The Creature from Jekyll Island, you know, Griffin, kind of like as a primer as to what's going on, you'll realize that when FDR invoked House Resolution 192, as far as the confiscation of gold, it was to protect bankers. People had put their gold in the banks and, you know, believing that it would be there on demand. I mean, at least on their little paper receipts they got, it was redeemable in gold and silver. But the bankers had taken that gold and they'd shipped most of it to Europe for one reason or another. A lot of it was to expand socialism in England. And so they were terrified of a bank run, because in 1933 people needed their money and it wasn't there. The bankers had looted the country of their gold and shipped it to Europe. And when FDR got his House Joint Resolution 192 and his Emergency War Powers Act and his bank holiday, it was to protect the bankers, because if the people had realized that they had been robbed, they would have been very upset. And you know, the situation today is different. I mean, there is no gold in the banks, and people don't expect to take their Federal Reserve notes and redeem them, and the bankers really aren't trembling in fear that there's going to be lines out the door with people demanding their gold. So that's why I just don't think that that would be a possibility, and I just wondered if you had any comment on that, and I will hang up and listen on the air.
All right. Thank you, Tony. And Melody, do you have any thoughts on what Tony is saying?
Well, I think the bankers are always, you know, protected, of course. You know, all the powers, all the elitists, and they're always out to protect their wealth first. They position themselves, and because, you know, they want to keep their wealth. They had to remove the gold from the currency because there was no way that he could do any of the social programs that he did, because he was limited by the amount of money that he could spend. That's why they had to no longer back currencies anymore. They had to, you know, take the gold away from the people And this is the problem that we have today. You know, there's unlimited spending because there is no restrictions, no accountability for what they print. Confiscation is an item. It can be debated, and that's why I don't use it in order to sell gold and silver. Anything can happen. If they come in and decide to play with people's 401s, and they decide to play with their IRAs. These ETFs, I believe, were government created to control the price of gold and so forth. You know, they can do anything they want.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. I want you to get your web page and telephone number one more time.
It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
And of course, our guest is Melody Cederstrom from, of all places, DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Our interviews with Pastor Billy Crone. We have a 4-CD set called Financial Armageddon, which, of course, is the of the 4 recent interviews with various people on this. But the DVD Financial Armageddon is my talk on what is going on in the world today, how this whole financial crisis was created, and why it was created, and where we're going. And, of course, it goes into the background of Barack Obama. Who is he? Who brought him to power? And is there an invisible force? behind Barack Obama. You'll hear information in this talk you won't hear elsewhere. I'm very, very pleased with it. We held off offering it because we wanted to get the PowerPoint program there, and it is on the tape now, and so you can get the DVD, Financial Armageddon. We recommend that you get the syllabus that goes with that, because it has a number of speeches you're not going to be here elsewhere. It will help you to understand the fraudulent system that's been imposed upon the American people, intent upon enslaving them. That's the Financial Armageddon DVD, the Financial Armageddon syllabus, and then if you want to get the Financial Armageddon 4-tape set, fine. We hope many of you out there will want to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVD set. There are two of them, each one with five DVDs. Final Countdown. He does an excellent job explaining what's happening from a biblical point of view. And then, of course, Billy tells his story of his conversion in a DVD called Get a Life. And he was in the drug scene. He was into everything bad until, of course, he had a personal experience and encounter with our Lord and became a minister, and he's doing a wonderful job. We carry a number of his DVD sets, and we enjoy very often after we complete our programs here in the evening just going down and watching one of Billy's DVDs. And of course we'll have the Countdown to Armageddon Part 2 available before long. These are the CDs, and you really would want to get them and listen to them several times. There's so much information there. And when you know it, you can begin to share it with other people. And you have our permission, of course, to copy anything that we've produced, because our job is to try to reach people across America with the truth about what's going on. Certainly, we've got a great DVD on vaccines and brain development by Dr. Russell Blaylock. You need to understand that they create new diseases. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they create diseases. I mean, where do you think AIDS came from? Where do you think Ebola came from? Where do you think Marburg's disease came from? First cases of Marburg were found in laboratory animals. The only cases of HIV-2, which is associated with AIDS, were in laboratory animals. They weren't found in animals in the wilds. Where do you think the cases of Ebola came from that came to America? They were in laboratory animals. Why do you think that happened? Do you think there might be some connection here? Of course, we have a great book by Len Horowitz, Ebola, AIDS, and the Population Agenda. It's AIDS, Ebola, I guess it is, in the Population Agenda. Of course, we have, if you want to go in the background of the AIDS epidemic, we have my book, Brotherhood, about the AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. But probably we also carry Project Daylily, written by Dr. Garth Nicholson, one of the most eminent of all of the physicians, I should say scientists here in the United States. That's Project Daylily. Then we have Don Scott's book, AIDS, the Conspiracy Beyond Comprehension, something like that. Anyway, Don Scott's book, these are available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Don't forget the Conspiracy Conference on June 6th and June 7th. If you want more information, go to conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. It's going to be at the Marriott in Santa Clara, June 6th, June 7th. And so, good night.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who see the big lie.
The big lie, ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen, is being exposed one lie at a time, one day at a time. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. This is the May 28th edition of the Power Hour. I thank you very much for looking outside the cage. And those of you who were listening last week or this week,